Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's hour number two of the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll get back into the Western Conference Finals here coming up for you in 20 minutes. We'll also give you this amazing story of the Yankees releasing a minor leaguer. And that one is quite interesting. But right now, we're going to head over here to Eric Chiafalo in his first week joining us from the nosebleed seats. Zach Wolchuk will be in about an hour. But here is Chief with the top 10 Cowboys players who need to step up in 2022.
Yes, sir. Looking to take that next step this season. Mike McCarthy says we're going to be better. We're going to be better just through the process. Number one, I trust our personnel process. I think we have to give our personnel department credit. And just what we did last year to this year, the change we had on defense from a personnel and coaching staff standpoint, that's the biggest change that I've ever been a part of, both the player and coaching. To pull all that together, there's a lot of hard work and a lot of credit that goes to a number of people. So he says he's got the same confidence that they'll do that moving forward. Mike McCarthy's trying to sell us on this is going to be an even better season than last year. And hopefully can end better. But I don't think any of us feel like this upcoming regular season for the Cowboys is going to be as fruitful from a win standpoint as last year, right? Are we all on board with that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, 100%. I think Jerry Jones is rubbing off on Mike McCarthy. If your lips are moving, you're selling.
There you go. And so we have, and he's selling because I guess he's, what? I mean, he's talking about hot seat with McCarthy, aren't we right now?
Absolutely.
I would be backing off the expectations. You know, I think what Mike really feels like is, hell no, we're not going to be as good. We lost good players.
Yeah.
You know, this is about making long-term moves to make the organization better eventually because we had to cut some, you know, dead weight or whatever. But if I'm Mike McCarthy, I'm going to tell the reporters, listen, no, we're not going to be as good because the front office decided we're not going to be as good. And we didn't have a good enough first-round pick to make a big impact like Micah Parsons last year. We essentially drafted a second-rounder. He needs to hit the media with expectations.
That's right. Yeah, actually, I think that's a great point by you. That's the right approach, I think, if you're Mike McCarthy, to cover his own rear end. So, John Machota, Athletic, 10 Cowboys who need to step up most for the Dallas Cowboys to take the next step this season. First guy on the list, or I guess number 10 on the list, I should say, is Mr. DeMarcus Lawrence, who missed 10 games last season with a broken foot. He now gets the three-year, $40 million contract, and he's 30 years old now, I believe. So, yeah, he's a guy that you desperately need, especially moving on from Randy Gregory. And to me, as long as he's healthy, he's always a guy that I appreciate, and the defense is head and shoulders better when he's on the field.
Can I ask you guys a question? And I like what they did. I like what John did with that. Him or Tyron Smith, of the guys that we get on Tyron Smith a lot about being injured all the time. Is DeMarcus Lawrence a similar version of Tyron Smith that plays defense?
You know, he had a 3 or 4 year window there in the middle where he was healthier.
He was healthier, right?
Yeah, yeah. I hope not, because he is one of the players that I think if he does stay healthy, has a legit chance to have a big season.
Yeah. But see, I just wonder, because we always get on Tyron Smith about him not miss. You know, you can always count on it for 12 games. You know, we never say that about Tank.
Yeah, and to Dawson's point, I mean, you had year one where he only played 7 games, and then year two, he plays in all 16 games. Year three, he only plays in 9, and then he goes from 2017 to 2020 playing every single game.
Okay.
So, and then last year happened. Now, is this going to be a start? You're 30 years old. That, now things are going to start adding
up on you.
You know
what? I'm glad you guys remember that, because I did not remember. I always felt like there was two or three games or something you're always dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But good memory.
It was always hanging over your head, though, because of the severity of his back injuries early in his career.
It just kind of felt like that he was always not totally available, but that just proved me wrong right there.
So he's the guy that certainly needs to step up. I think we're all confident that DeMarcus Lawrence is still a baller as long as he is actually healthy. Yeah. And other than last year, the last 5 years, the dude has been.
Okay.
Right. The dude has been healthy. Now, the next guy that he gets to here is Dorrance Armstrong. And he points out, obviously, the departure of Randy Gregory. Someone's going to have to step up. Now, to me, this feels like a step up replacing Randy Gregory by committee. I don't know. Is there one person you're looking at to be like, hey, you really need to be the guy that replaces Randy Gregory? Or is it, hey, we got five or six guys that were kind of just rolling through here. You got Fowler. You got some of these young guys. But he's saying it's got to be you, Dorrance Armstrong.
I feel like Dorrance Armstrong actually showed us. I can't tell you how many Cowboy pregame shows I did where I just tried to will Dorrance Armstrong to having a great game. He'd have a 2.5 sack game, and then you wouldn't see him for 4 weeks. I thought last year was his best season when it came to how he played game in and game out.
Yeah, career high, 5 sacks, 12 quarterback hits, 13 games. Yeah.
He's a legit edge player now, but I think I'm with you, Chiafalo, where I think it's got to be by committee unless the rookie, you know, hits the ground running, Sam Williams, you know. But I've kind of I think the opportunity for Dante Fowler's passed.
You think it's passed?
I do.
Okay.
You don't believe in the Dan Quinn reclamation project, J-Ron Curse style kind of thing?
I guess it could happen, but, you know, I think we look at that as exciting just because of his draft position, and that was so many years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. But there's a bunch of guys there. Fowler.
He had the one good year with the Rams, right? Two, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was outstanding. But, you know, I don't think that you have the collection of pass rushers now to free him up.
But I do think that there is going to be enough. When you think about Dorrance Armstrong, then there is Dante Fowler, there is Chauncey Golston, there is Sam Williams, and then there's always the Micah factor as well. Yeah. So I still feel like the pressure, you're going to be able to get pressure there. Now DeMarcus Lawrence gets banged up and he's missing games. Now you start to get a little bit more concerned from that standpoint. Next guy who needs to step up for the Cowboys in order to have the type of season you want them to have, Neville Gallimore comes in at number 8. Mm. He had the dislocated elbow last year for a good chunk of the season. He missed the first 5 games or so. And so I guess he wasn't 100% even in that San Francisco game even. But you have Gallimore, you have Osa Odighizuwa coming back in year 2, but that's a guy. I mean, the interior of the defensive line, unless we think this Ridgeway dude's going to be stepping up in a big way.
Yeah, I think when you look at Neville Gallimore, he's different because he's a 3 or an under tackle, as is Osa. And so when I start to think of other guys like, and Tristan Hill will be in that under tackle kind of thing.
Does he make the team?
I think there's a good possibility that he doesn't. I think he doesn't have a sponsor here anymore. And, you know, he is going to have to change everybody's mind about him. I don't see him just naturally getting a spot because he was a second round pick in 2019.
He's doughy too. You know, he's worked on his body a little bit, but I think between Gallimore and Odighizuwa, you have like big, thick, strong, fast guys. Yeah. And they legitimately have a shot, I think, of making a career where Tristan Hill has been working uphill.
Number 7 on the list here, guys who need to step up for the Cowboys, Tony Pollard. And I'm going, Tony Pollard has stepped up, but the coaching staff has to step up to give him the opportunities, right? Because Tony Pollard, pretty much, the dude's a stud every time you put him on the field for the most part. There's a random brain fart fumble or something here or there, but the offense, the dynamic level of the offense and the home run ability of the offense skyrockets when he's on the field.
Maybe he could step up with his blitz pickup and you know, force himself on the field a little bit more.
That's fair.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that the whole thing is trying to protect Dak, and when you've got a leaky offensive line, maybe the ability to play him probably wasn't as presented like it needed to be.
Yeah, especially with the way that the offense now, and we'll see if they
kind of pivot from this, but over the last few years, they continue to just go up and up and up with how often they're passing the ball on early downs. And I think from an analytics standpoint, everybody likes that. You want to see these teams that are passing the ball on early downs. But that makes you feel like, okay, we got to keep Zeke in there because I know it's first and second down, but it's not that we're handing him the ball. We want him in here to protect the quarterback. And I guess if Tony Pollard can do that, then that's going to help his cause get on the field a little bit more. Terrence Steele comes in at number six. Yeah. That's a dude. I mean, how much of a drop-off do you think that actually is from Lael Collins?
Oh, I think it's Lael Collins, watching him play last year, clearly wasn't healthy, and then having to deal with all the suspension and things like that. Lael Collins will probably go and play better for Cincinnati than he played for you. They have a lot of faith. I tell you, there's just a lot of times where Terrence Steele is getting driven back into the pocket, yeah. You know, and then there's sometimes he's when they want to rush him, when they want to just bowl him back to the quarterback, they can. When they want to go wide on him, he's athletic enough to just kind of push him past the quarterback. So I am hoping there's some competition at right tackle, you know. And Bobby Belt comes on here all the time and tells us there's people in the organization aren't sure about Ball, you know. And here's a guy that spent all last season, you know, trying to get himself stronger and all that. I'll be interested to see, you know. Let's Go is the one guy they seem to like, the kid from North Dakota. But, man, I hope there's some competition at right tackle.
Steele got a lot better last year. He needs another big jump like that to be a good right tackle. Like, he's going to put a lot of pressure on Dak.
Yeah.
And I think the entire offensive line is who needs to be on this list of guys who need to step up. He's got Tyron Smith coming in at number five. He hasn't played a full season since 2015. He's missed 20 games because of injury over the past two seasons.
Okay.
So, to me, that is the big thing there where – it's guaranteed. He's not playing all the games. Who's the guy that steps in to replace him?
Well, we'll see what happens at left guard. Seriously. I mean, we'll see what happens with Smith. They drafted Smith with the intent. If you look on the roster and all that, I mean, they've got Smith listed as an offensive tackle. He's playing guard right now until something happens with Tyron Smith, and then they're going to kick him out there. Watch. Unless Ball or Let's Go, one of those guys can.
Yeah, I think it's probably the right idea to go ahead and give Tyron a chance to prove that it didn't go horribly wrong, and that wasn't a sign last year. That was just a bad game against San Francisco. But if you have a few more games like the San Francisco game from Tyron Smith, you really got to be looking at Tyler as your left tackle of the future. That's the huge thing right there. If Tyron fails at left tackle and you have Steele at right tackle, it is going to be abysmal.
Oh, it's gonna be
7-10.
It's going to be real bad. Biadasz comes in at number four. Tyler Biadasz, the center. He's coming into year three, and I think he's going to be in competition, right? Isn't this Farniak guy somebody that they kind of appreciate a little bit? Or do you think they're blowing smoke on that?
I think they want to try Connor McGovern over there, too.
Oh, snapping balls?
Yeah, I think they want to try
Connor. But he's the fullback. We got to get him a touchdown.
Well, you got a couple of fullbacks on the roster, right? It's Ryan Nall is one of those guys that talk about. Nick Ralston, I think there are a couple of guys that are talking about playing legitimate fullback.
Well, Biadasz, I don't know what the confidence. I think the latter half of the season, I think he played better, but he's not a guy that makes you feel great by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and the question about him is, though, was he able to make all the adjustments and things like that? Mm-hmm. And maybe the first few weeks he was over his head a little bit, but things kind of smoothed out for him as well.
So then 3-2-1 here. We go back to, the top six of these, it's mostly offense. I mean, it's mostly, hey, guys on offense. Other than Gallimore, Armstrong, and Lawrence, the remaining seven of the 10 who need to step up is all offense. And number one is Zeke, number two is Dak, and number three is CeeDee Lamb.
Mm. Which one of those do you think is most likely to step up and have a significantly better season?
I would say probably CeeDee Lamb. Because I think everything at like Dak's ability to be better is going to be so dependent on what's around him and the offensive line, and I don't feel necessarily confident in that. I'm kind of out on Zeke being like great again. He might give you a couple of early weeks, but the wear and tear adds up quickly on this guy.
I think Johns did something really interesting here, and I would have him in the way of ranking of needing to step up. I'd go Lamb, Dak, and Zeke is how I would have it on my card. But I think all three of those guys, and Zeke, if it doesn't go well, there goes the contract. You push him out of the door. Then the evaluation turns into, well, what about Dak the following year? You know, we really have the right quarterback. You know, do we have a new coach? Do we, you know, CeeDee Lamb is, again, Bobby, we were all talking about this the other day. CeeDee Lamb's trying to get that fifth year option.
Right.
You know, and if things don't play out, well, I think you got three guys right there that maybe in 2024 won't be on your football team.
Wow, that would be surprising.
If things don't work out.
Yeah, I think CeeDee Lamb's going to have a big year, though, because he's going to get all the opportunities.
So.
And he is a good player. Like, the raw numbers for Lamb, I think, are going to be pretty good.
He absolutely is a good player, but do they use him like a good player, you know?
No, they don't.
That's what I'm saying. I really question. There's a couple of things. We've argued about Pollard here. You know, I think there's some things you need to kind of question about this this offensive staff.
Hey, yeah, I was about to say, you know who needs to step up the most? It's Kellen Moore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was waiting for that name a little bit. I almost threw it out earlier, I think, when we were talking about Tony Pollard or something. I think it's on Kellen Moore. We've talked about his personality. Is he a little quiet guy? Is he an assertive leader? Does he fit in with the other macho NFL guys? Does he feel confident after a couple of years on the job saying, hey, guys, listen to me? Not just going with the flow, because going with the flow will get you in a lot of trouble with the Cowboys. You know, having your own ideas and insisting on things because you're the expert is why Dan Quinn is celebrated. And I think Kellen needs to hear that. Big day in the world of sports. How about the story of the Yankees releasing a minor leaguer? We also have a massive Mavs optimism. Even though they got smoked, wait until you see the numbers that Chiafalo has pulled up for you. That's next year on 105 Through the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.